Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus sees my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that he watches over me. Don't you know that I say,
don't you know that I on and put those hands together and praise God if you know he's watching over you. How many of you understand that there is nothing going on in your life that God is not aware of? There's no problem he can't reach. There's no loved one he can't touch. There's no circumstance going on in your life that God is not able to deal with. And the Bible says that God watches over the sparrow and that he watches over you. Listen to this. It says that the hairs on your head are numbered. No, not counted. If they were counted, he would know how many they were. But if they're numbered, that means he knows which one fell. Your God is so into you that before you ask him for anything, he's already come back. Before you get down on your knees to pray, he's already listening to you. So whatever you need from the Lord tonight, he sits high, but he looks real low. And tonight he's watching over you. Touch three people and tell them he's got his eye on you. Come on, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. I don't have no doubt about it. I know he's watching over me. Come on, put those hands together. Let's have some church tonight.
Hallelujah.